We often talk about the state of the health system here in the ACT and more broadly across Australia. And obviously, it's been under pressure for the last couple of years because of the COVID pandemic, despite the fact that that is now being used as an excuse by a lot of policymakers to avoid actually fixing the problems that the health system had before COVID. But the reality is there is a new variant emerging. It's XBB.1.5. Remember when there was Delta and Omicron and, well, they all had names and they were easy to keep track of? Now we've got XBB.1.5. But what does this mean for the health system moving forward? Jane Griffiths is the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia and she joins us now. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
It's fair to say that the health system had some issues before COVID came along. They're all exacerbated by that. But, I mean, there's been new variants popping up left, right and centre. Are we really expecting that it's going to put a lot of pressure on the health system, I guess akin to what it did maybe 2 years ago?
Yes, in various ways it will. This new sub-variant that you mentioned, which is nicknamed Kraken, has popped up across the world. In fact, in the United States, over the last 3 weeks of December, it increased from 1% to 41%. So it is very contagious. From what we understand, it's not the symptoms are not as bad as some of the other subvariants. It is a subvariant of Omicron. The federal government has introduced a national COVID health management plan for 2023. Where these sorts of variants will be managed in a similar way to other respiratory viruses. However, there may be health measures that need to be introduced. But certainly our best defence at this point is still vaccines and antivirals, and particularly boosters, not just the original two vaccines. However, the health system's capacity to cope will be crucial because we are expecting, unfortunately, regular waves of various variants for the next 2 years at least.
So what do state and territory governments need to do here? I mean, because the biggest problem that most jurisdictions are having is availability of staff, and you know there's not enough people to go around, particularly when it comes to nursing staff. I mean, here in the ACT, we've got a bunch of other problems we need to deal with, but that's kind of beside the point. What can we do to prepare?
Well, certainly, as you correctly say, pressures on healthcare workers will prevail. And we're dealing with a lot of people that are suffering long COVID, so it's not a matter of, you know, 10 days off sick. It can be a lot longer. And, of course, there are the mental health issues that are impacting health workers after 3 years of, you know, ongoing pressure on the workforce, but it's as well as the general community, of course. There's also not enough staff, and to me there doesn't seem to be enough done to try and assist the numbers of staff available. We've been told that applications for visas from overseas countries has been made easier and will take less time. However, we've got to remember that the other countries are also suffering workforce pressures. So it's not easy to recruit people from overseas. The universities had their intakes cut at the beginning of COVID, and unfortunately that will impact Australia, particularly in 2025 when there'll be less graduates, less nursing and other allied health graduates to accommodate the health system. So it is quite a serious situation. One of the things that hospitals can do, and certainly what our sector has done over the last 12 months, is engage with universities and offer critical clinical placement opportunities for students, because what happened during COVID is a lot of the larger hospitals could not accommodate students because of the number of COVID patients they had, particularly in the public sector. So that's certainly something that everybody in the health sector should be looking at, is how can they assist health students, both doctors and nurses and other allied health physiotherapists, etc., gain the clinical experience so they can at least qualify, because without that experience they can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, look, I mean, obviously, once we get through this COVID pandemic in its entirety, these issues are still going to be there for the health systems, and we need to address them. Jane, good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jane Griffiths is the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia.